Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Scott Baker. Scott is the founder and CEO of Toast Finance in Australia and one of the leaders in the mortgage brokering industry for using personal branding to grow. Before starting his brokering business, he had a prior 20-year career in fashion retail and has an inspiring story with how to navigate the risks that come with having a total career change and also the strategies with what led his success in a new industry. And by the way, I can tell that he has a career in fashion because that jacket is on point right now. Scott, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Thanks, Josh. Great to be here. I think for me, one of the biggest strategies that helped me, get shit done over the years and starting my own business, was around operating rhythm and being disciplined around what does your week look like and time blocking space to certain tasks, activities that you need to do in your business. Now, for me, when I started my business, I was on my own. I didn't have a team. I was just out of the spare room at home, sitting on top of boxes. And actually, I would set calendar invites with myself. So I'd have a meeting with myself about different activities, whether it was marketing or pipeline reviews or whatever the activities were. And I find psychologically, it's so much more powerful if you can actually see it in your calendar and then you've actually got something to hold yourself accountable to. And I still do that in my business today with a whole team and office and everything that we do is being able to see something in your calendar gives you something to hold yourself accountable for and can remove any procrastination, especially when you're working on your own.
Yeah, man, you had to lead with violence, didn't you? It's like it's one of those things that we never make time for is our own self and our own priorities. Like, I got to get to this client call. I got to get to this. I got to get to that. But booking an actual slot for yourself, it's one of the easiest things to think of. It's like as soon as you said that, I was like, ah, man, I could have been doing that for years.
It was so powerful. And I even remember working at home too. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs start the business from home. Like I was in our spare room and we got big wardrobes. I turned the wardrobes into whiteboards as well. I put whiteboard material up so I could actually scribble things up. And as I did them, I'm big on crossing things out. Once you do a task, the satisfaction of like, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. That was also very powerful to give me some psychological satisfaction that I'm achieving some goals throughout the day. Crossing things out. And yeah, the booking space with myself for certain meetings was very powerful.
Yeah, that's strong, man. And one of the things that I know you like to talk about is the importance of personal branding. And the personal branding really starts with valuing your personal time, so booking and making time for yourself. But I've heard various reasons for this. I've heard people say branding doesn't matter. I've heard people say just do a good job and they will come to you. But you're a true advocate for this because it's what really allowed you to have success in your career change. So can you talk to me about why was personal branding so important in your transition from one industry to a vastly, vastly different one?
Yeah, look, I coming from a retail background, retail is grounded in customer service and looking after people, and doing what you say you're going to do. So that's just all I've known as a human being in the workplace. So I just brought what I knew to the new industry, and it seems to have resonated. And I think the big thing around personal branding is taking that and understanding the only thing each of us have, which is unique to us, is our personal brand. As a mortgage broker, we all have 50 plus lenders to work with. We all do home loans and car loans. A lot of the technical side really is the same, but it's actually me and you and everyone else who's listening or watching. They've got their own unique point of view. And if they can actually amplify that and communicate with people and connect with people, that is the thing that's actually going to make them memorable and help them stand out from all their competition.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And so, but let me ask you, just I can see how having a personal brand applies to your industry, because it's all about, I want to do business with the person. It's a very personal person-to-person thing. But how might we apply it to something that is maybe a little less personal, an accounting firm, an engineering firm, or something where you don't necessarily think about the person you're doing business with? How do we apply it to something that's like less of that human to human contact?
Great question. I think as well, and I've told people this, you don't actually have to have you run your own business. You can be an employee working for someone. But in every job, there's going to be moments where you interact with people. Now, you might not be selling with them. They could be a colleague or your manager or whoever it is, but it's understanding how you're working with people and how people make you feel. How you make people feel and how you connect with them, this is all personal branding. Another way to describe personal branding I've heard is personal branding is what people say about you when you're not in the room. And that can apply to anyone. If you're not there and they're like, oh, what's Josh like? Tell us about Josh. Oh, well, he's this and he's that and da, 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 and this is how he looks and this is what I feel when I'm around him. And that is your personal brand. And I think a lot of people can be overwhelmed with thinking they've got to come up with this thing. What is personal brand? How do I do that? What's it going to cost me? I'm like, it's actually nothing. It's actually just being centered and front of mind with the personal brand's already there. How do you want to show up? How do you want to interact with people? What do you want people to think of you? Are you going to be someone who asks questions and be curious and actually, try and build a relationship with someone who just could be a colleague at work? It doesn't matter. All of that stuff is really the grounding of what creates a strong personal brand.
Yeah, well said, man. And so tell us a little bit about well, let me ask you this. What was the biggest unexpected change of going from retail fashion to a mortgage? Like, what was the biggest change there that you weren't really ready for?
Good question. It was such an unknown going from retail to a finance industry. But the thing I've probably learned is it's still so much about people. That's probably the thing that really surprised me. I've had to learn all more of the technical side of lending and structures and things like that. And that's been very challenging. And I reckon my first 12 months was very intense with learnings, and my mentor at the time, he described me as a 4-year-old. He's like, you always ask why. Yeah, but why? But why? Why is that like that? Yeah, I understand that, but why? So I tell people that today who are new to industry and learning, I'm like, be a 4-year-old. That is the best way to learn because you're so curious and you're asking why to everything, and that accelerates the learning and can, eliminate a lot of the gaps and mistakes that that could happen. But yeah, it's really the people thing surprised me, And I think there's actually a lot of industries these days where having 20 years experience is not the selling point. I think whatever you do for a living, the technical aspect of what you do, that's a given. You need to be able to get that done. And I think so many more people now want someone they can connect with, and they're like, I feel your vibe, I feel your energy, I'd love to work with you, I trust you, and I've only had the business 5 years, so I don't have the 20 years experience, but my business still grow having only 6 months experience, then 1 year, then 2 years. And this is where I come back to, if you can connect with people and get them to build trust in you that, like, you've really got my best interests at heart. You're really interested in me and what I want to achieve in life. Like, that is the most powerful tool, even something that you're just jumping into brand new.
Yeah, well said, man. So tell us a little bit more about who you serve, how you help them, and how we can learn more and connect with you.
Yeah, cool. I run Toast Finance, a mortgage brokerage in Australia. We service clients all around the country. And I mean, I look at it from we help people achieve their dreams and goals. And generally, I find if people have got a big dream or goal to achieve, it generally involves needing to borrow some money. And that could be your first home, your fifth investment property, starting a business, buying your first car, whatever it is. Like, we service anyone who has lending needs. But it's very much about helping people, achieve their dreams and goals.
Awesome. And where can we go to learn more about that?
Instagram's the main platform. My handle's Scott the Broker Baker. So you can check me out there. And our business website is toastfinance.com.au.
Scott the Broker Baker.
That's correct.
That's a mouthful, man. Excellent. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us. That'll wrap up this episode of the Do Zone. We appreciate Scott Baker for coming on. Scott the Broker Baker. For coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. For those of you who are interested in connecting, you can find him at toastfinance.com.au or on Instagram, Scott the Broker Baker. I just like to say it now that I can say it. So, hey, for those of you who are out there on your morning commute, maybe you're out in the outback fighting off the kangaroos, or you're in the gym, or maybe you're out in the field. Snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.